In our Bibles to Genesis chapter 40. Genesis chapter 40. And let's begin reading at verse 9. Genesis chapter 40 and verse 9. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, behold, a vine was before me. And in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said unto him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner when thou wast his butler. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house." Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to help us tonight as we study your word together. We are a needy people. We need you every hour, every moment of every day. And we just ask you to help us tonight to see something from your word that will be a help to us as we make our way through this world each day. We pray that something said may cause us to examine ourselves before you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, for a few minutes, we want to come back and finish the thoughts that we started this morning. And what we set out to do was to compare two saved men. The butler and the thief on the cross who trusted the Lord. And the verse that we're using as the basis for this comparison is the 14th verse here, where Joseph says, "But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house." Those are important words to every child of God. And they're important because Joseph here is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Joseph's words to the butler are exactly what the Lord's words are to us when we trust him as our Savior. "But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh." The Lord Jesus says to those who know him as their Savior, "Think on me." Think on me. How do we do that? We do it by studying his word. We do it by gathering with the people of God, by not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Coming to the meetings, reading the Word of God will cause us to think on him. Praying, spending time with the Lord in prayer is another way that we think on him. And as we mentioned this morning, when we think on the Lord Jesus, by studying his word, by coming to the meetings, by gathering with the Lord's people, by spending time in prayer, one of the thoughts that will come to our minds is why it is well with us. It is well with us because on the cross of Calvary it was not well with the Lord Jesus. "When it shall be well with thee." I think those words, as we study this 40th chapter, I think those words bring before our minds that Joseph stays in the place of death in judgment while the butler goes free. That's a reminder of the cross. The Lord Jesus took our place there. He stayed in the place of judgment. He stayed in the place of death so that you and I could go free. Thinking on Him, thinking on why it is well with us, will produce in us a heart of love. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me. There's an order here in these words. First, we think on Him. And filling our minds with thoughts of the Lord Jesus and what He's done for us will produce action in our lives. First, we think on Him, and then we serve Him. First, we prepare by studying His Word and coming to the meetings and spending time with Him in prayer. And then we're ready. Only then are we ready to serve Him. Then and only then are we ready to show kindness to our Savior. And if we get the order wrong in our lives, then all of our service is going to be accomplished, or attempted at least, in the energy of the flesh. But how can we show kindness to the Lord Jesus? How can we serve Him? Well, notice the next words there in verse 14. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me. Make mention of me. That's how we show kindness to the Lord Jesus. That's how we serve Him, by making mention of Him, by being a witness, by being a testimony, by telling others of what He's done for us. And where do we do that? Where do we do that? Do we do that in Africa? Or do we do it in South America? Do we do it in the Middle East or the Far East or some remote, desolate place in the far reaches of the earth? No, I think this verse tells us where we are to make mention of Him. Notice those next words. Make mention, I pray thee. Well, but think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and show and make mention of me unto Pharaoh. Unto Pharaoh. Now that may not sound like a place unto Pharaoh, but it is. Think about it. Joseph sent this butler back to Pharaoh. He sent him back to the place where he had been. He sent him back to the job that he'd been doing. And it was there in that place and in that job where this man had influence that Joseph wanted the butler to make mention of him. I believe there's a message in that for us. For most of us here who are saved, the Lord has not called us to be a missionary on some foreign field. He hasn't called us to go to some remote corner of the world. Most of us, He hasn't called to go to Bible college or seminary. His will for us after we're saved is to make mention of Him unto Pharaoh. His will for us is to go back to the place where we have been, go back to the job that we've been doing, and it's there in that place and in that job where we have influence that the Lord wants us to make mention of Him. It's there that He wants us to labor. What this 14th verse does is it outlines the normal Christian life. Studying the Word of God on our own, coming to the services and hearing the Word taught and preached, praying, thinking on the Lord Jesus, preparing ourselves to serve the Lord by being a witness, by being a testimony, right where we are, right in the place where He's placed us. One of the great potential difficulties or problems in the Christian life is thinking somehow that the Christian life and serving the Lord is out and off somewhere. Instead of understanding that it's right here. Brighten the corner where you are. We're to serve the Lord here. In the place that He's put us. And if we can't serve Him here. If we can't be faithful to Him here. Then there's no point in us going anywhere else. Things are not going to be different in China or Africa or South America. Think on me. Think on me. When it shall be well with thee. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Another verse or part of a verse that comes to mind in these words, think on me when it shall be well with thee. Make mention of me unto Pharaoh. Or the last few words of Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. That's our reasonable service. Our reasonable service. This verse, Genesis 40 and verse 14, describes our debt of love. And it describes our reasonable service if we know the Lord is our Savior. So what happened in the life of the butler? We'll look at verse 20 here. And it came to pass on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Now, notice very carefully verse 23. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. And how long did that go on? Well, look at the opening words of chapter 41. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years. 2 full years. Now, before we talk about these words, we're going to look at them in the proper light. And to do that, we need to look at chapter 41 and verse 9. You remember that Pharaoh had a dream. And he called for the magicians and the soothsayers and the dream interpreters there in Egypt. And he told them the dream and they could not tell him the meaning. And so that's the background of this ninth verse. Look at verse 9. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Look at verse 12. And there was there with us a young man, an Hebrew servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. The butler's talking to Pharaoh here. And he's acknowledging that it was Joseph who delivered him from prison. It was Joseph who had delivered him from the place of judgment and death. And it's in that light that we need to look at verse 23 of chapter 40. Here's this man who was delivered from so great a death. And the butler saw with his own eyes the death that he deserved. He saw the death that he was delivered from when he saw the baker hung. He was delivered from the death of being hung on a gallows, of being hung on a tree. And Joseph just made a very simple request in that 14th verse. Think on me. Think on me. When it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. Joseph, in a very, very simple way, asked for this man's reasonable service. And in the light of all that Joseph had done for him, yet, we read, did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forget him. And he forgot him for 2 full years. The butler forgot the man who delivered him from the place of judgment and death. And when we read that, we think to ourselves, how could that man do that? How could he possibly have forgotten for 2 years the one who had delivered him and given him a standing before the king. When we think about that question, we ought to sort of dismiss it and think about another question. How can we? How can we forget the Lord Jesus? How can we forget the one who delivered us from so great a death? The death of the cross. That's what we deserve. We deserve to be hung on a tree. How can we ignore His simple request to remember Him? How can we forget His simple request for our reasonable service? In the face of all that He's done for each of us who are saved, how can we live like this butler? There's another thing that we want to notice about this man. In chapter 41, Pharaoh dreams a dream. And for the sake of time, we'll skip the dream. And look, let's read again at verse 8. And it came to pass, chapter 41 and verse 8, and it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent, this is Pharaoh, and called for the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof, and Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. The thing that I want us to notice is that the butler doesn't remember Joseph until he is standing before the king. He doesn't remember Joseph until he's standing before the king. That puts this phrase in verse 1 of this chapter. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years. It puts it in perspective for us. And I think it makes a thought that we ought to think on. The butler forgot Joseph for 2 full years. He forgot him until he stood before the king. Folks, the message of those words, 2 full years, is that they are the equivalent of a lifetime. Those 2 years spanned the butler's life from the time that he was delivered from death until the time that he stood before the king. That's a lifetime. The butler wasted the life that Joseph had given him. How many believers are doing exactly the same thing? Oh, we're saved. We know the Lord. He's delivered us from the place of judgment and death. But we are wasting our lives. Think about this. Our spiritual life of opportunity only lasts from the time that we are saved until the time that we stand before the King. That's the length of our spiritual life. That's what these 2 years are reminding us of. How much of that life have we already wasted? See, we can be just like the butler, and we can forget our Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, and go on with our life. The Lord Jesus says, think on me. And what do? We forget Him. We do just the opposite of what He asked us to do. That's rebellion. And think of the tragedy. Think of the tragedy of one day standing before the king and having to say those very words that the butler says here. I do remember my faults this day. I'm going to stand before the judgment seat, the judgment seat of Christ one day. Not the great white throne judgment. That's for those who are lost. Believers are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And what a sad thing to say in that day. I do remember my faults this day. I do remember this day how I've wasted my life, how I've wasted the opportunities that the Lord gave me. But I want us to think about this thief on the cross. Because in contrast to the butler here, we have the thief. So let's turn over to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. where we began this morning, Luke chapter 23. And let's read again at verse 39. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. I've written in my Bible after verse 42 that these words spoken by the thief on the cross are a sinner's prayer. They're a sinner's prayer. And they're an example of something that we talk about from time to time. And that is that there is no set prayer that has to be prayed. There is no set prayer that is the sinner's prayer. Where you say, repeat this after me. That you don't find that in the Word of God. What you find is Peter saying in Luke chapter 5, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. There was a father who had a child with a demon, a dumb spirit. And his words to the Lord Jesus were, as the Lord told him, ask him if his son would be healed. He said, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. That's a sinner's prayer. The publican said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. That's another sinner's prayer. And I'll tell you what's interesting. There are no recorded words that Zacchaeus spoke when he trusted the Lord. There's no recorded words. The Lord Jesus said, Zacchaeus, you come down. Because I'm going to your house today. And the Bible tells us Zacchaeus came down from the tree where he was. And he received the Lord Jesus joyfully. No recorded words. Saul of Tarsus said in Acts chapter 9, Who art thou, Lord? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? All of these are the prayers of sinners. And here's this thief. Who says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. There's another sinner's prayer. The point is, there is no set prayer that people are to pray to get saved. The Lord is not looking for some set of words that are to be repeated. He's looking for a broken and a contrite heart. That's what He's looking for. Psalm 34 and verse 18 says, The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And that's the very attitude of heart that God sees in this thief. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. This man gets saved. And what I want us to think about is this. How does he live his Christian life? How does he live his Christian life? Think about it. From the moment this man is saved to the moment he dies, he lives his Christian life crucified with Christ. Crucified with Christ. But someone says, His Christian life was only 3 hours long. And that's exactly right. But I want you to remember something. The number 3 is the number of completeness. And folks, if we know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we are to live our complete Christian life, however long it is. We're to live our Christian life to its completion, to its end. And how are we to live it? Crucified with Christ. Just like this man. That's what Galatians 2:20 says, isn't it? Paul said there, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Which one of these believers characterizes our Christian life? The butler? This man who forgot Joseph for 2 full years. This man who forgot Joseph from the time that he was delivered from the place of death to the time that he stood before the king. His whole life. That's what we see in those 2 years. Are we living our lives that way? Or are we living our Christian life like the thief on the cross? Crucified with Christ. May the Lord help us to examine ourselves tonight and think on these things, that we might think on Him, that we might think on Him, that we might make mention of Him every day that it's well with us. Make mention of Him where we work, where we live, in our school, wherever we are. Heavenly Father, we thank You for another opportunity to look into Your Word. We pray that we would not just be hearers of the Word, that we might be doers of the Word. We pray that we may not make the mistake of thinking of how a message, how Your Word is for someone else, and not see that it's for us. For each one of us. And You bring us to a meeting like this so that we can examine ourselves, so that we can think on You. Think on You. Think on our relationship with You. Think about whether we're living like the butler or whether we're living like the thief on the cross. We thank You for these times that we can gather around Your Word. And as a body of believers, look into it together. These are very precious times. And we pray that we would value them greatly. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.